You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
Welcome to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel, one of your hosts and husband. My co-host, please introduce yourself.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
You see
this
that?
Is Marcus Tanksley, the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? How y'all doing? Welcome back.
Yes, this is a weekly podcast where we talk about everything, okay? Something that's on our mind, something that's on your mind, something that's happening in the world. We're gonna talk about it.
Let's talk about it, people.
And we are here every single Wednesday. So if you want to come back on next Wednesday or whenever you listen to it in the week, just know there will be a new podcast for you to laugh at, think with us, talk with us. So make sure you come back.
Right now, once a week.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll have some more. Maybe some after dark stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Start mine up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Marcus. Yeah. Marcus got some software over here. He's like,
see me over here. These screens heard my voice. I was like, oh no, stop, delete.
Like,
delete.
I'm gonna have to put.
Gotta get rid of that.
Some sort of auto tune on his voice.
Yeah.
But you can find us wherever podcasts are at. So make sure you look up Is This Going to Cause an Argument, and make sure you rate and review us and follow us whatever platform you are listening or watching us on, okay? Because we are all about giving you some inspiration and humor so you can get throughout your week.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna handle some business real quick, and that is telling you where you can follow us. You can follow this podcast on Instagram as at Is This Going to Cause an Argument. Our Facebook page should be up by the time this goes up. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms, as well as That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. And where can they find you, baby?
You can find me on Facebook at Mark. What is it?
Marcus ain't on the book.
And Instagram is
Marcus ain't on the gram.
Marcus ain't on the gram. I'm the at.
You're like, what?
Y'all, I can't figure out why I'm so exhausted.
He is.
I don't know why.
8 o'clock. It's not that late.
I've been tired for like the past 2 days, like absolutely exhausted.
He hadn't been getting sleep the other 2 days. He thinks he's gonna make up with it with one night.
Yeah, I think
of
I'm still
rest.
In my 20s.
Yeah, you're not.
I think I can take a 45-minute nap in the back of somebody's car and wake up all refreshed.
It's those them days
take
is over, boo boo.
3.5 months to recover from a night of no sleep.
Don't forget that you can also get his all-natural beard and body buddy butter, at Get Man Shit on Instagram and Man Shit, manshyt.com. $15 to get your man's beard or your
Plus
beard. Just gorgeous.
Y'all see it. Y'all see the beard.
Is
it glistening?
Yeah. It's glistening.
They may be able to see it if you're watching it on YouTube.
If you're not, you heard
you can
it.
Hear it. Yeah, you hear it. See that? It ain't all crisp. Listen. Shh. Listen. Somebody was like,
they're like, what is he doing? You can also get some of our new products. We have some new merch. Yes. A Good Dads Be Like and Good Moms Be Like t-shirts, sweatshirts.
One of the long sleeve shirts, huh?
And we'll have a couple of different versions coming out here soon as well. So make sure you check out my Teespring store. You can go to Teespring and type in That Chick Angel, or you can see it underneath this YouTube video. So, Marcus, why don't you tell them how you're in your feelings right now? And I'm going to go get this baby that's crying. So tell them what's got you feeling good and tell them what's got you feeling like.
The cock rocking is real in that one.
This is about the time. As soon as we get going good, somebody won't come interrupt. Anyway, what's in my feelings, y'all? Actually, not anything bad right now that I feel like discussing, to be honest with you. But what's in my feelings? We got this gym equipment sitting in our garage. We're going to turn a section of our garage into like a little workout facility. So I'm excited about that because I want to get everything put together. So it's still in boxes and we still got stuff to clear out. Majority of that work is done, but that's what's got me feeling good is starting to work out again, because that's literally been over a year since I worked out, y'all.
And you still look good. Look at you, boo.
I don't feel like it, y'all. I feel frail.
I know you feel frail.
I feel frail and vulnerable. I feel like people can just walk up and physically take advantage of me because I'm so light. I ain't liking it at all. But anyway, so I'm excited about that, to be able to start getting some workouts in and throwing some weight up again.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that. What about you?
What's got me feeling good?
Either. I only got good. I ain't going to the bad.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you. What's got me feeling some type of way?
No, let me go back.
Okay.
So, y'all, as most of y'all probably know, I pretty much try to eat clean. I don't eat a lot of junk food or anything. Every now and then, you know, I have a relapse. I'll go back, and if I walk past a nice cheese Danish or something, I might have to attack it. But that's rare. Anyway, so today was a long day. Ended up doing a bunch of stuff. I was on my way home and I was like, I can't take it no more. I gotta get something, grab something to eat. I stopped at Burger King.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know why I did, but what I'm disappointed in is the quality that fast food is at now. I feel bad for people that eat fast food now. Back in the day, a tender crispy chicken sandwich, oh my God.
Are you sure that the quality has gone bad, or that your taste buds have been mature?
I don't ever forget what that crispy chicken sandwich tastes like at Burger King. That was my joint right there.
So you feel like the taste is different?
I would get a meal with an extra large meal, and then I would get an extra sandwich.
This is why the blood pressure was not coming down. It's still in your system.
That was years ago.
It's still there.
But I went there today and I said, you know what? I'm going to get an oldie but goodie. I got there. I was like, bit into it. I was like, nope.
I think your taste buds have changed.
No. Even the texture was different.
It's just like, I used to, when I first started drinking, I used to drink Amaretta Sours.
I still try to get her to order them. I'm like, girl, why are you looking at the menu? Just get it. It's a Moscow Mule, and then it's, I can't remember what it is.
Mojito.
But Angel, I always look at the menu for like 15 minutes. Like, she's going to switch up her goddamn drink,
sometimes,
and she ain't.
If I'm at a really nice restaurant where I know they make some really great cocktails, I'll switch it up. But anyways, I was saying that to say that you wouldn't catch me drinking an Amaretto Sour now. It tastes like cough syrup. But I used to love them before. They used to be my jam, and then my taste buds. Yeah. I knew y'all can hear the baby snoring.
He's not.
My taste buds changed as I got older, so I think that's what's happened with you.
Nah.
You're like, no, they
But the texture's the same, though, ain't it? Texture was even different. Bread was different.
You're probably right. They probably are like, we switched from chicken to rubber.
I mean, it never was chicken, let's be honest. Where there is no chicken in any of those restaurants or beef. Don't fool yourself.
Okay, so this is what's got me feeling some type of way, you guys. You see I'm pumping out this content, right? You see you're getting new content from us Monday through Friday. If you're on my Instagram, you get new content over there as well. Yeah. What's got me in my feelings is that I am having to fight past technical difficulties almost every day. It's like the devil is trying to defeat me, and I am determined to not let him win. But it's just like, why every, like, if you all only knew what it took to get this podcast up today.
Yeah, like 15 minutes ago, it was like,
my hard drive. Hell and high
water was all, everything was just hitting.
My hard drive needed to be repaired. This dang old Mac was like, I can't help you, sis. Thank God we have.
Maybe it's PCs in your life.
I know. And thank God I had a piece. We have PCs here because the PC repaired it and now I can use it. And then the Mac is all full and it's talking about pictures are taking up a bunch of space. And I'm like, what pictures? How do I get to them so I can erase them? Technical difficulties, but lo and behold, none have kept me from actually uploading when I said I was going to upload. And I would say that's because switching to what's got me feeling good is, one, I'm on this real positive thinking kick. We just recently read a book that my mother wanted us to read. What was it called?
The 7-day mental diet.
Mental diet.
Something like that.
We haven't actually done the diet, and it's all about thinking. Like, anytime a negative thought tries to enter your mind, you don't dwell on it. You think of something else. You switch it around. You don't allow someone to give you their negative thoughts.
Even if someone is, you don't preach to them. You just let them say what they're going to say, and you just, you know, cancel out the negativity.
Right.
The analogy, I like the analogy that was used in the book. It said, if like a hot, the hot amber.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
Telling them, they didn't hear you say it.
Oh, well, you said it like I had said earlier. Okay. You know, like an ember from a fire, an ember, like when it's like a little flick almost lands on your shirt. If you swat it off.
Hurry up, swat it off.
It won't damage anything.
Yeah, it won't damage anything.
But if you allow it to sit there, it'll burn a hole into your shirt. So it's the same thing with negative thoughts, is that, you know, they're going to come. There's no, we're human. There's no way to avoid that.
Yeah, the key is not to dwell on any of
it. It's how you respond to it.
Yeah.
So I have been really working hard that when these technical difficulties happen, to just believe that it'll get fixed, that it's not the end of the world. It's not going to take up all of my day. It's going to get fixed.
And it always gets fixed, right?
It has. I can't say has been the same. You know, last year or the year before that, it would have my schedule all just flicked it.
Yeah.
Also, what's got me feeling good is I have been waking up at 5 a.m. every day this week. I've done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is today, and I'll do it again tomorrow. And I really feel like I've been very productive because of it.
Absolutely.
I love it. I meditate.
Relative, they say, to successful and wealthy people. They always wake up
early. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Not relative. What's the term? A pattern. It's a real simple word that I can't think of right now. I know what you...
Characteristic of... of wealthy, successful people. So, yeah, it's got me feeling really good. Waking up early. I meditate. I work out. And if the baby hasn't woke up, I will take a shower. And then I wake up the boys to get them ready for school. So... that's got me feeling good. Yeah. Okay, so we are on to the topic of the day.
Topic of the day is greatest regrets. We talking career, family, and personal?
Yes, so unlike the one that we did last year, which was more so about like stupid things we've done, embarrassing things like jobs, working at Cutco or modeling at a strip club.
It wasn't no regret.
We're talking about things that really make you sometimes want to turn back the hand of time and just do it differently. Obviously, I think we're both okay with where our life is now. Like we have visions of the future, visions of the very near future. But potentially, if we had our druthers, what are some things that we regret doing or not doing?
Yeah.
So I broke it down in three categories. We'll start off with career because I think it kind of separates us a little bit so that it doesn't get too personal too quick. I can start if you don't
have one. Yeah, go ahead.
For those of you all who are first tuning in for the first time, I am an actress by trade. I trained in acting. And there are a couple of things that I sincerely regret. And I'll start with first, YouTube. I started YouTube in 2009. as a way to do a maternity like videos updating what I thought would be my family, and I figured some strangers would watch it too, of what pregnancy is really like.
Yeah.
I had no idea that YouTube would become
what it is.
What it is. And because I didn't see it in that way, I would dabble in it every now and again, go away. I wasn't consistent. I wasn't consistent like the big OGs of YouTube that have 4 million followers.
Yeah.
The thought that I started before some of them, before a lot of people.
Them, yeah.
And I'm sitting here with my very grateful 52,400 subscribers. It pains my heart that I was there. You know, some people are like, I wish I was there when that was. I was there. I was there when Martin Luther King said, I had a dream.
Yeah,
I was just turned the other direction.
When they were making the internet. It's like, you want to invest in this? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's like, another phone line. What you talking about?
Not really. I had no idea. And even with, it happened twice though, you guys. Then even with vlogging. People kept saying, oh, well, you should just do a vlog. Because I kept saying, I don't know what to do on my channel. Like, I was doing reviews of The Real Housewives because I love those shows. Because I was like, I'm not pregnant anymore. And Marcus is not letting me show the baby on here. And then I was doing the Car Jacksons, which was a skit or sketches that I was doing with Brescia and Denora. But I couldn't really maintain those. People kept saying vlog. And I did not know what they meant.
Yeah.
We could have still picked up traction then. I was still not too late. It just took me forever to figure it out. I feel like I haven't figured it out now, but could you imagine just living off of vlogs?
Here's the thing. I couldn't. Now I can.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. Marcus wasn't on board.
Yeah, I was not on board. So I just didn't get it. I'm like, all right, yeah, do what you do. I did see how much, when you were doing the Car Jacksons, how much people like that. And I'm like, why ain't y'all doing more of those? People seem to love that stuff.
What's unfortunate is that I feel like my career is tied to so many people. If I could just do things on my own most of the time and it be as successful, I would do it. But so many times the things that people gravitate to is me with someone else, like this podcast. I hope this is one of your career regrets.
I was going to say that.
I just said, I hope.
Mel, you didn't see the look on your face.
Yeah, because I'm not.
I don't care how disgusted you are, okay? Yeah, it's one of my regrets. No, I didn't. I had no idea. Like, of course, she didn't know. So I was light years away from her, away from understanding from her about the whole YouTube thing. And then even more recently, like years later, when she did realize where it could go, and I still wasn't on board.
I had just met Chad and Gabrielle from Gay Babe TV at VidCon one year. And it was also, I was with Noel's Knife, Brittany and her ex-husband, Austin. And we're just all talking, chit-chatting. And I was like, my husband needs to meet y'all so that he can understand, like, this is a real thing. So the next year, he got to meet Chad and Gabrielle. And I'm thinking, and Chad at that time had just lost his job. And he was like, yeah, I don't have to really return to work because, you know, YouTube is making enough money. And I'm like, see, we just need to do this. And it still was not like, clicking for him.
I was like, what? I mean, they are really cool people. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do to have YouTube pay me? Like,
and especially because
you need me to wire something up? Like, I can repair it. What you mean, YouTube?
And because he's a private person, which I do
appreciate. Yeah, I'm very private. Yeah,
he just couldn't figure out.
Like I was the reason nobody saw like Lil Marcus's face for a long time. Even the twins, people were like, is something wrong with them? Like, why aren't they showing them? Because, like, I don't want y'all looking at my babies.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not doing it. And I couldn't get him to understand that he did not need to change the fact that he was private and still do it. Like, people are not asking for everything. They're asking for some of you. And there are some of you that people can see, and it's not like private like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was that career-wise. Also, outside of the world of social media, I started off doing musical theater. And one of the things that I regret never doing is doing a tour. Like, that's like a part of a person's musical theater journey, if they do it as a career, they'll do like a national tour. And I never got to do that. I have so many friends that did, but like I have always been very wife-minded of I'm going to be a mom, I'm going to start a family, so I needed to have done it early on, and I decided to go to grad school, and that took up those early years.
I decided to get educated.
I did, because right out of grad school, I ended up with you, and I know you wouldn't have lasted if I would have been like, okay, we're going to get engaged. However, you're not going to see me for a year because I'm going to be... Yeah, so
I was already pissed off because I moved out of Kentucky. In this strange land of opportunity that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, yeah. So what about you, other than obviously...
The whole YouTube thing.
Yeah, not jumping on social media in general.
Yeah, social media in general. Like, I always, like you, friends, people I know, it's like, oh, Marcus, you gonna let... Like, so many people that I grew up with, everybody tells me, you should do stand-up. I'm like, nah, because especially now, like you said, now, back then, but especially now, I'm like, ain't no way in hell. I mean, because I've seen people who started off doing stand-up and who do really good, like Angel. Like a lot of our friends, she actually, her and a group of her friends took stand-up classes, and they all do very well at stand-up. However, I've seen that process, and I'm like, I just don't understand, like, how you come up with that material. Like, how do you write something down, like, right, that's gonna make people laugh. I'm like, what? No, like, you catch me in a conversation, I might be able to giggle, like, if that's about it. Like, for me to sit there and tell stories, like, I don't feel like... People say me and you are good storytellers. I don't think I'm a funny storyteller.
We have a great banter, which makes our storytelling great.
So maybe we should take it on the road.
I do plan on this becoming a lot.
God dang, Angel. Oh, that's what God. I'm talking about. She haven't just said a regret. Ball and chain, y'all.
You're saying you are happy that
ball
you did.
Ball and chain. No. So I was getting to that.
Oh, please. Get there.
Where was that?
Exactly. Where? Hold on. Social media.
Oh yeah, social media. So like jumping onto social media is one of those things where I just stepped out. I wish I had stepped out of my comfort zone a lot sooner,
mm-hmm.
and would have been a lot further along, especially building this brand.
Yeah,
that we building.
What made you? Why do you feel like it took you until almost you're about to be 38 here in a second? What took you so long to get out of your comfort zone?
That's the thing. I'm still not out of it.
You still feel like you're holding back?
I think so, yeah.
I'm
looking for ways to break out of it because now I'm in the zone and I'm like, I can't find the exit.
Uh-huh.
You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? So, like, stuff that you would, like, approach me with right now, I'd be game for it, but I still think I'd be comfortable. Like, I'm trying to find that thing that's like, oh, I don't know. It's like, yeah, let me shoot for that now.
Oh, okay. I can give you a bunch of things.
That's where
I'm always shooting for, because I get tired of the no. And I have gotten no from him a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a very private and just...
I still get no from him. Like, y'all saw the video that we did of the old school dances, which I'm surprised that he did. But then I was like, oh, let's revisit that. And instead, we'll do modern dances. And he was like...
I got two-step, y'all. That's all I got.
No, but the thing is that, no, we're going to attempt what people are doing.
And then
you're
going to be mad when I'm injured.
You're not going to get injured. They're not.
I go ham when I try stuff.
They're not doing hard stuff these days. You look stupid doing them.
Yeah, they look stupid like, doing them.
He was like,
oh, I want to dance like in Missy Dances. Man, them dudes and chicks be...
Okay,
I told Angel, I dance like that when I'm driving.
Listen.
Behind the wheel, y'all, boy, I be tearing up.
Quinn, our friend, one of her best friends is one of Missy Elliott's dancers.
Oh, yeah. I just want to do that foot grind. You know that thing where they come up and they grind their foot? That's cold-blooded.
I'm going to see next time when Blair is in town, if she doesn't mind doing a video with us.
You're going to be mad when I know how to do it
all. No, I'm not. You know, I would love that. I'd be like, do it again. Do one more dance.
She ignorant.
But yeah, Marcus always be like, I ain't trying to embarrass myself like that.
Nah, you ain't about embarrassed. Like, you ain't going to have me look like no fool.
I don't know why you think it's like a fool. Like, it's what every adult our age looks like doing this stuff. I was like, we don't look no worse than anybody else. But now I'm glad to know that you're trying to get out of your comfort zone because I could go way further. And I'm still not talking about invasion of our privacy. That's not what I'm referring to. But as far as in, you know, I have a clear head when it comes to comedy and what will bring out comedic moments genuinely, not mm-hmm. like these fake setup things.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't do. Like, we do the little sketches. But like to set it up to make it look like it's real type thing, we don't really do that.
No, we don't do that. So I feel like if you let me push you there, I mean, come on, just
push.
Okay, you got y'all heard to it. Push. Y'all heard it at 23 minutes up in here.
You got to
push it till you get it right.
Don't even tell them. What show is that? Who sang that? Come
put
on,
in
y'all.
The comments. Do you
I want
know?
The episode and everything.
No,
Quinn, we don't need you to jump in on that if you watch.
Any other career regret?
Just earlier on, starting off my careers, earlier on, like in college and going through class, I wish I took different courses. I always look back like, oh man, I should have took business management like earlier on instead of like coursework. Yeah.
Do you wish you would have? Are you glad that you went to the technical college you went to, or do you sometimes wish you would have went to a?
It goes
four
back
year?
And forth. Mm-hmm. It goes back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, nah, I'm glad I went to my technical college, and other times I'm like, man, I should have just went on. And
when you look at how much you paid for school versus how much you make, it looks like you made a great decision.
Excellent decision.
Versus me, I mean, granted, yes,
past 8 years, I've done very well.
Mm-hmm.
In my career.
You have. Versus me, and I carry most of the debt when it comes to school. I carry an exorbitant amount. And
10 years almost. I've done excellent.
Yeah, you have. My debt and my yearly income are probably the same. <It's> my student loan debt and what I make every year are the same. And I make good money for the
most
part.
I've been trying to pass up for years, and my goal.
Asked me a couple of times. There were some years after Little Marcus where I wasn't making.
But that's my. I want to keep that as a goal. As long as you keep making.
I was like,
I don't want it to drop, and I'm like, oh, I'm past you now.
I make good for California. I make great for anywhere else, but okay for California. But yeah. I mean, I love that I got my degrees. I wish I would have gone about it differently. The first time I went to grad school, my grad school was paid for. I had a fellowship to pay for grad school. I still took out all the student loan money so that I could ball out, so that I could go shopping at Forever 21, so that I could go pay my bills without
in your damn panties.
I do. I regret that. I should have just lived like a poor pauper and not spent any money from those loans, or not taking the loans, and that would have brought down my debt a lot, and possibly not gotten my second degree, my second master's. It's good. I'll use it eventually, but I could have waited until they had a program to pay for me to do it. But that was me trying to put the other student loans in forbearance. That's how
it's like, you know what? How can I not pay for these?
Going into more debt. Yeah. It's an idiot. But, anyways, okay, family regrets.
Family regrets.
What you got?
I don't know how many family. My family is close. You talking about like us?
All of it.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
My family is close. Of course, you could always be closer.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's one.
You ain't never done nothing to your brother, your sister, or your mama, or your daddy that you're like, God dang it.
Nah, I mean, me and daddy have... had our little fallouts here and there, but it wasn't never anything serious.
Yeah.
Sister, remember we were kids, I punched her one time in the stomach.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Sonya was a bully. She had it coming. I got in trouble though.
Mm-hmm.
And then another time, it was an accident. I couldn't convince my granny that it was an accident. I think I kicked her in the face.
Oh my,
she was
oh my
laying
God.
There. But that's like very small to the type. My sister put me in a box and pushed me down a flight of steps. Like, that's very small compared to what I had to endure dealing with her. But now I don't have really
any big regrets
when it comes to family. Like, we were really close. Like, I wish me and my brother were closer when we were coming up.
Mm-hmm.
However, he was the older brother, so it was always me trying. So I have no regrets there. He should.
You should have wanted to be around me more.
But it's like, it's a 10-year difference. So, I mean, I get it now that I'm older. It's like, mm-hmm. He always gone. He don't ever want to hang out with me. But, you know, he had his cousins and friends. So,
you know, I wish I were a better aunt to my oldest to niece and nephew. However, we're so close in age that like I was growing up with them. So there's only so much more wisdom that I had in them. Like my oldest niece is 6 years younger than me. So like truly, how much does a 6 year old know? You know what I'm saying? Even how much does a 12 year old know? How much does a
16 year old know?
You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have been a better aunt to them, because I do feel like I'm a great aunt, like especially to the younger, even like for those of y'all who've watched my channel for a while, you all remember Portia lived with us. That's my next oldest niece. And I feel like I really understood what it meant to be an aunt by the time she came around. But and so I feel like I have really good relationships with all of my nieces and nephews, even if I don't talk to them all the time. But those oldest two, they're now parents. So I just wish I could have been like just a better aunt to them, but I can't completely fault myself because I was young. Like, you know, there's only so much I knew to do when they were of age where I could have been a influence on them in a great way. I also, what were you about to say?
No, I feel like, I kind of feel like with my oldest nephew, Grant, I did try to, I mean, we were always around each other when he was coming up.
Yeah.
But as we got older, and especially after I moved out here, I wish I did a better job of keeping in touch. But then when I did reach out to try to keep in touch, it was like he's still reluctant.
Yeah.
I still don't get that. Maybe he's still trying to figure himself out.
Right. He's trying to, you know, I always feel like you can, just like you're like, Pete should have the regrets. I always feel like with younger, even when they're young adults, you have to just take them.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't, when you think, oh, if I leave out the plate, they'll eat.
Actually, no, it was like when I was there, it wasn't a problem.
Right. But now that you're further away.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was there, I mean, I would be like, nah, you come on, you going with me.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. After I came out here, it was like, as he got older.
Yeah.
You know, because he came out and visited us and everything.
Mm-hmm. And I know he's wanted to come out since then. I don't know if he'll say that to you or if he'll say that to me.
No, he can't come. Well, you got to have a conversation with me.
See.
Because he done ducked and dodged me too many times.
And see, I would let him come out here. So he's going to need to ask me.
At this point, he's a grown man. I'm like, you can't just.
He's still my nephew. So if he were to ask me, I bet you see him roll up. Y'all would just have the conversation.
Yeah,
here.
We gonna have to. Yeah,
I'd be like, don't worry, he's a softie.
Yeah, don't be like Mark. I'm like, you shut up.
I'm still gonna be like Marcus,
and I'm gonna say shut up while I come over there.
And I'm gonna still talk like I care about your threats.
Oh, I'm gonna come over there.
Come on.
All right, you gonna see.
another one. As I said in one of the other podcasts, me and my biological father, we now speak every now and again. We're developing some sort of relationship. He's 80 years old. My daddy is 80 years. Jesus Christ Almighty. He was here when Jesus was on earth.
You stupid.
We had tried to develop a relationship. We weren't really aware of our connection to each other until I was like right before I had little Marcus, and we had a huge falling out, and so we didn't talk for 10 years. So I regret how, especially because he's so old, I regret how much time passed. Again, that ain't on me though, but it's still a regret that I wish it was a shorter amount of time, because regardless of wherever this relationship lands with he and I, that is still his DNA is in my children. And I don't like the thought of my children not having access. Whether or not they want to use the access is one thing, but I don't like that. Like, you know, even with, if you don't mind me mentioning, even with your paternal side of the family, while y'all are not that close to those people, like, that's one thing. But if your father was like, you can't ever talk to them, that's another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't like to be cut or to not have access to what is a part.
Right.
Because I grew up knowing, like, there's a piece of me missing. Yeah. There's a piece of, you know, it's different for my kids because they do have their father here. So it's not as much of like, what's above you all? And especially since they have their grandmothers and they had Marcus's dad while he was here. But I know eventually when they become more mature, they'll be like, wait a minute. So what's that? What's your daddy's side of the family like?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't, like I said, he's 80. So, you know, Lord only knows how much longer he's going to be on this earth. We literally have not seen each other face to face since I was probably 6 years old.
Yeah.
So it is like it's weird. That's what I'll say. It's weird. And it is a regret that in that time, I wish that blow up hadn't happened, because so much progress could have been made in the 10 years that we did not talk. But, you know, that one thing we can't do is jump into a time machine and change stuff. So I don't dwell on it, but since this is a part of the podcast, I
figured I'd go on and put that out there.
Put it out there. So, any personal?
Other family, I got.
Oh, you got more family?
Family regrets. I don't know how I feel about it.
Tell me.
I have two people in my family that I was mad at enough to where I wanted to like physically harm.
Uh-huh.
And I think I regret not doing that. Just getting it over with. Now, like, it's water on the bridge. It's like, whatever. But at that time, that I think back, it's like I was still mad enough. I'm like, no, at that time, yeah, that would have been worth it.
Yeah, worth putting your foot in there.
But
tail.
Now I've forgiven, you mm-hmm. know? I've forgiven. I haven't forgotten. Mm-hmm. But thinking back, it's like, yeah, I should have went on and done it.
Yeah, now you done grown too much as a person.
Yeah, I've grown too much. I've already forgiven them. You know, I ain't mad at them no more.
Right. Ain't that the worst when you regret not putting hands on somebody?
That's the absolute worst.
It's so hard to let go sometimes.
Especially like days after. It's like,
because you're replaying the imaginary fight in your head. And you're just like, because what I would have did was I would have, yeah. No,
yeah, they done pulled some foul stuff. And I'm just like, oh, why didn't I just let my maturity go, not been the bigger person and just acted out?
Yeah. There's I can't really think of many times.
And then forgiving them.
I forgive you. Let me take you to the hospital. There have been very few times where I have like,
excuse me, huh?
gone off on somebody that I have regretted it. Usually I feel so good.
Yeah, it was like, it's not worth it. Oh,
yes, it was.
Oh, you a lie.
So good. It felt so good. But the only thing that keeps me from doing that as much now is that when I have decided, Angel, be the bigger person, I get to see the good thing that I did not know would have happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, when something like really good ends up happening, I'm like, oh, thank God I held my tongue, because I would have ruined all of that had I went ahead and had my say at that time.
See, mine's like, nah, at the most, an assault charge, who cares?
No, I'm not worried about the bad thing that happened, but I'm saying there's something, like there's a little Easter egg almost.
I can't think of anything positive that came from me not doing it.
Uh-huh. No.
I'm sure there is.
You just missed
it. But I missed it. I'm still thinking. I'm still looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have been right here, right now, doing the same thing.
Exactly. You know, I do wish I would have got to spend a little more time with my grandmother. I did get to spend a lot of time with her, so it's not like a thing of like, oh, I never got to see her, blah, blah, blah. But
me too. You know, me and my granny was close.
Yeah.
I wish I got to spend more time with her.
I wish I would have gotten more stories out of her. Yeah. Like, I feel like my sisters have the really good stories. And that's only because they were older sooner. So there was stuff. My grandmother was a very ornery mouth woman. So those who are really close to me that have heard some of the foul stuff I've said, if they knew my grandmother, they would be like, oh, that makes sense.
And my granny was extremely honest and hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I got some real good stories from her.
Yeah, that would have definitely been nice. I unfortunately don't feel the same about my grandfather, but maybe because I was just close to my grandmother. So, and I wish I would have been able to kick it with my paternal grandmother, but that didn't happen. Yeah.
On my mom's side, on my dad's side, both my grandparents were deceased long before I was born. But on my mom's side, my grandfather, he was dead before I was born.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, however many years it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so any, like, personal regrets? Anything just for you that you wish you would have done for yourself, or things that you did and you realize it just set you back in a bad way?
Just in general, I don't know, taking life more serious earlier.
Mm. Mine's the exact opposite.
You wish you didn't take it as serious?
Yeah, I was too grown too soon. And not grown as in, oh, she grown, but I always felt like I had to follow the rules. I had to do the right thing. And while it probably kept me out of a lot of trouble, it probably also kept me out of a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mine, because I definitely wasn't following the rules. and honestly, I don't regret not following the rules. It's the more the regret of thinking forward.
Uh-huh. No, I get
that.
A lot
sooner than what I did. Or like even when we first started talking, like taking that more serious. Mm-hmm. You know, just those little things when you think back on it, it's just like, yeah, I wish I took it more serious.
Yeah, having the...
Earlier in my 20s, like thinking 10 years ahead, like, mm-hmm. you know what, how about if I did, if I go about doing this way, right. where would that put me then? And, you know, I mean, unless you're told to think, I mean, I wasn't thinking like it. Even right. if I was told to, I wasn't thinking like it
right,
in the early
right.
20s.
I think like, had I been told.
Achilles fists of alcohol and party and meet up with ratchet chicks like my future wife.
Yeah, you love it. I of course have the money regrets. I definitely did not have a good knowledge base of how to deal with money, how to do. I do not have a good example at all in my life, and even now I still make the same dumb mistakes. That's coming to an end. 2020, I will not continue to make stupid mistakes when it comes to money. But like I said, I went into all this debt so that I could go shopping at Forever 21. I mean, it did definitely bring my stress level down because I did not have to try to do full load of classes and teach class and work. But at that age, that stress would have been okay. Like, that would have been nothing.
Yeah.
And I should have just did that. The money thing, I pray that while I still have breath in my body, I figure that thing, I start doing that right. And that I look at...
Oh, yeah, you're going to figure it out this year.
Yeah.
I ain't standing for it no more.
You could do better too, sir. Because he's quick to be like... Him is so funny. Like, because I will, like... I do, as I mentioned before, get anxiety. Excuse me. I used to get anxiety when it came to money. Don't get it anymore. And like if somebody would give me a gift for money, I'd be thinking, what bill can I pay? Like that was automatically.
Yeah.
His mama would give me a gift like with money and she'd be like, now don't you use it on no bill. And
that's how I was born. That's what I was born into. My mom was like, no, take this and enjoy yourself.
Yes, go spend
like, mama,
it on
this
yourself.
Car note. I gotta pay, or you know, my transmission's messed up in my car. Okay, well, don't worry about that. You just go have fun. It's your birthday,
right?
Yeah, but I can't drive no more.
I have fun looking at this money you gave me because I can't go nowhere.
But she's like, Mama, she don't want you to stress. She just wants you to have a good time, enjoy yourself, enjoy your life. That's her.
I mean, and I do appreciate that because I don't. Want to live a life stressed out. Yeah. I don't want that. I do. I just,
and like, where does that get you? You know?
Exactly. The situation don't change.
Yeah.
You just sitting there stressed, just out of your mind for no reason. But I definitely want to start having better habits because I have four boys looking at me and they're going to develop habits based off of what I do and based off of what you do. Yeah. So there are definitely things that, with that, I wish I would have developed better eating habits a long time ago, and not just been like I'll eat any.
At what point did you wish you started eating better?
In my twenties, because then I would
have eat good, and they tuned it. I mean,
apparently
new
they
millennials
don't.
They do.
Apparently, because I used up all my, you know, I had a dope body. That's how I got you.
Yeah.
My body was everything.
I didn't think that's what you was going with. I was like, yeah. Snuck that one past me.
I did. I had a great body. And I allowed myself to eat whatever I wanted. And so now it's harder to break the addiction to those things. Yeah. The addiction to French
fries.
Sugar
is probably the worst thing on this planet for
humans.
It
is crack. It is crack. So yeah, do you ever regret not trying more drugs?
No. No, I don't. That's not something.
You've done more than me.
I've done one more drug than you.
That's what you think. You don't know what other drugs you were on when you were drinking them fifths.
That was just alcohol. It was in a sealed bottle. Now, Les Seagram's, who is the other one? Superior, Bacardi, or Seagram's is throwing some extra stuff in. That's what I was doing.
You like, that's it. Is there
that and a little bit of herb.
A
little bit of herb, that's it.
Is there any in Black and Milds?
Well, yeah. That wasn't like a strong go-to. It was just every now and then.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
No, hell no.
Okay.
I mean, Black and Milds more of a cigar. But not no cigarettes. You ain't see me open up no pack and slapping it. Nah.
I would have just be so just, turned off nasty. If you told me yes. Just there, I'd be like, what did I marry? Yeah. No, is there any sexual stuff that you regret not doing prior to us being where we're at?
Let's see here. If I think hard enough, probably.
There's stuff that you wish you would have done when you were free
to do. Oh, would have done? Now, there's stuff I tried to do that I wish I still did. I can't think of nothing that I actually did that I... Hold on.
No, stuff that you wish you did when you could have done it.
Oh, I didn't turn anything down that was presented that I wanted to do. So that's... Is that what you're asking me?
No. Is there anything in your own mind that you were like, I want to do this that you did not get to do?
Oh, yeah. I said that. Yeah, that's what I said the first time.
That's not what it sounded like.
No, everything that... there was nothing. I said I have something. I have things that I wanted to do that I never got the chance to do. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was real close. Might not even liked it, but I wanted to find out.
is this going to be excellent? Yeah. No, that's for me. That's the same for me. But you know what? I don't think I wanted to ever... That would be stuff that I would have to try on this side of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are certain things that you're just like, I need this to be a death do us part type of situation.
Yeah, mine wasn't that far. Like I said, nothing that I actually wanted to do. The same stuff I wouldn't do then, I definitely wouldn't do now.
You would. You love me.
Yeah, you think so.
Yeah, there's certain things. I'm like, I need someone who is going to ride with me for life. You can't.
Someone I need some dirt on, too.
Well, I'm going to bury you after this over. We got to
talk about that, because I'm like, what are you talking about?
Try something with my boyfriend, then all of a sudden he's like, why is the gun out? Sorry, babe, got to kill you. No one can know about this. Yeah, any other personal things? I'm trying to think of, like, I definitely look at, like, when I see, like, sometimes, okay, when I look at somebody like Beyonce, who gave her life over to... I'm sorry.
There's this so is many. The second or third podcast where her name has been brought up.
Listen, if I'm on a podcast, it should be brought up every time.
Oh, my God.
But no, I think of, like, but she's the perfect example for this. Somebody who went really hard in the paint for their dream early. Yeah. As a teenager,
yeah.
Hit it hard, then had kids, you know, at 30. I sometimes wish that I would have not been so wife-minded so soon. Granted, I didn't get married early. I still didn't get married until 27. But in my head, I was always like, I don't want to do this for this. I don't want to get into this because I might miss my imaginary husband. I knew I wasn't going to marry an actor because their male actors are too effeminate for me. I don't know if that's even a PC word anymore. If it isn't, I apologize. Yeah, but
y'all making it. Everybody's making it so goddamn difficult. You know how many things I say a day? Angel's like, Marsh, you can't say
and
that.
I'm like, that's no longer proper.
You know, I say it on the podcast. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, I God know it dang, might have been acceptable man. In 82.
No,
but we're
it ain't
in 2020.
That far back.
I'm just saying.
Marcus, that was so 2015. You cannot say stuff like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man.
It's the truth. But yeah, no, that's, personally, I wish I would not have taken my imaginary personal life more seriously than my career. Early on, because we could have, but I don't know if I would have met you. Like, I wish I would have went to an HBCU. The only thing that keeps me from being not upset about that is that I don't know how we would have connected.
Yeah.
I needed to have gone to you, in my head, I needed to have gone to UK to have met your sister in order to have met
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and if I was, well, no, it wouldn't even matter. I was going to say, if I was in UK, you probably wouldn't have. Probably would have met me too early.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I would have met you doing your doggish ways, and I'd have been like, yeah.
nah.
Nah,
you still been feeling me, just now. You wouldn't think I was husband material.
Yeah, I would have been feeling you, but you would have been probably too pressed, and I would have been like, mm-mm, pressed to get the booty.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
Well, no, because you could tell what a dude really wants to. Like, you could tell, like, if they're really trying to get to know you, or if they're in game.
I'm like, girl, come see me. And walked away.
Is that right?
You'd be like, oh, girl, I think I'm going to go.
You have no idea how many dudes would come up to my room just to have conversation with Angel. Oh, yeah, with see. The hopes of getting these draws. And then
talking.
None of them get it. You weren't talking. What were you doing? Singing? Doing
no
your body
doing
rolls?
Nothing.
You weren't doing nothing. It was, so what was happening? You just
laying there.
Is that right? He's such a hoe, y'all.
You a hoe.
I wasn't.
Anyway.
I wasn't.
Is that a regret?
Sometimes. I wonder, like, should I have been out here in these streets?
Yeah.
Should I've been just like, yeah. Let me see what you like. Let me see what you do. I mean, no, actually, that's not a regret.
Yeah,
I'm glad that my number's low. I'm glad that most of the things I've tried, I've tried with you, not with anybody else. You should be glad about that too.
I mean, you know, no, I was just
you should be
absolutely.
Glad. You should, so you guys.
No, I was going to say, well, you know, I wish you had a little bit more practice at that.
No.
I'm joking. No, we've had fun.
We have had fun. I think we could have more fun.
Yeah, see, you try. No, see, y'all don't, this chick right here.
We could have more fun. We could.
No, you could.
You would, too.
No, I'm having fun. I'm good.
No, you have no idea.
Oh, I do.
Your whole head could pop off.
No, that's fatal. I don't want that.
You know, see, he's that's the thing. Y'all think Marcus is like this. Well, you all might not think he's crazy. Some of my friends think you're crazy. You're the, like, you have a wildness to you. But no, you are.
I have just enough wildness to me, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to crank it, push you out of your comfort zone. That's, y'all remember at the beginning of the podcast what he said. I'm gonna
that's
push fine.
You try to push too many things in too many places. So something's gonna get your ass knocked out.
It would be worth it.
No, you think so?
It would be.
But I got an audition. Look at my face. That's what you get.
Yeah, I know how to do stage makeup. Uh-huh. I can hide things. I'm gonna put your
lip all swollen.
Does Demon anybody ass. Else have a, that we go?
Yeah.
Does anybody yeah,
everybody.
Else? Have that problem with their spouse or with their loved one of you wanting to try more things in the bedroom, but they're like, we good right here. Am I the only one?
We're going to go into detail one of these days on what you're talking about. They're gonna be
I don't
like,
want to talk about it. I just want to do
Angel,
it.
If your man is willing to try that, you should question him.
It's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. It's not.
But see, because you love your career,
mm-hmm.
you adore what you do, Y'all, she be trying to bring that, and I'm like, Angel,
I only tried that one time.
It's too much conversation, Angel. What the hell are we talking about right now?
I only tried that one time.
And we it do was not, so, it should not be a script.
Listen, this is hilarious and sad at the same time. My feelings were so hurt, and I was embarrassed. I'm going to tell them this story.
Hold on, no, don't tell them. What story?
It's nothing like it. I can tell the story. So, there's a chick that I haven't spoken to her in years, but she used to teach these classes. It was she specifically was teaching them for married women to kind of spice up the bedroom. And the first class of hers that I took, she lives out in Kentucky. So when I went home, my homegirl was like, "You should come to old girl's class and see how it goes." So meet up for this class, and one of the things that she was teaching was role play, right? And I said, my husband is not going to be down for this. And because she was talking about, sometimes I put on a different, like, wig. And he knows, like, she was like, her husband knows, like, what that person does well. Like,
she got personalities.
Yeah, like, really, like, personalities. This wig means that you know what type of activity we about to get into. You know what I'm saying?
You got a menu.
Pretty much.
Get a number six with a side of S.
So they a part of one of the activities was we all had to text our husbands, right, to start the role play. And I kept saying, my husband is not going to go for this. I was like, y'all don't understand, because I act and I do sketches. He's going to be like, what? Yeah. I said, he's going to be like, what the hell are you doing? And so they start off with their text message, and like in the text message is supposed to start off like freaky. You grabbing their attention, or it was maybe like subtly freaky. Sure enough, the text message I get back from him, and like other people's went first. Other people's husband was like, "Oh yeah, what you talking about? Like, when you getting home?" Marcus texted me. Girl, what the hell are you talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
I did. And everybody was like, "Okay, so what did your husband say?" I was so embarrassed. I was fighting back tears because I knew. I was like, "I'm telling y'all, this is not." They're like, "Girl, you put on a sexy wig." I said, "He's going to see it as me doing a sketch, trying to get him into
That's
bed."
That's what happens when you constantly, you just goofy. You always doing something silly.
But I was like, I'm trying to get him to understand. And I tried one more time. Angel, quit being silly. That was what his word. And I was like, I'm not being silly.
I remember that. It was the most random, out of the blue. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
I was like, man, it's not gonna work. There will be no role play here. And then they try to
there is one chick that, you know, I got the hots for.
You got the hots for?
The hots, yeah, the French chick.
When I speak in a French accent, I ain't done that in a minute. If you ain't gonna take all of my characters, you can't have her.
Why not? She's the dopest.
They're all dope.
Y'all hear this?
Roll your eyes. And so the only thing that halfway went well is I sent him a picture.
That says it all right there. A picture's worth 1,000 words.
If he only knew how difficult sending a good-looking picture. Has anybody ever tried to do that that's not, like, in their 20s? Like, it is... who's had a child? It is difficult to get a quality photo of any part of your...
98 pictures later.
You're like, oh, God, why does my areola look like... Like, so, like, have you never sent me a picture? Try.
I have.
When?
We weren't married.
Exactly.
No. Talking about recently?
In our marriage.
When would you send a picture? I've even asked for pictures, though.
I sent you a picture, and I took it at a gas station.
That's the one I asked for.
You didn't ask.
Yes, me. I did. Because you was with E.
I don't remember.
It was winter.
It was winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it.
I asked for that picture.
Well, because that was after I had the conversation about how my feelings were hurt that you weren't trying to get. That was all the same winter. But you ain't never sent me a picture.
All right, I'm going to start. I'm going to send one every hour for the next 3 weeks.
Your son be having my phone too much. You better email regret. It.
Nope.
Okay, guys.
Lucky I ain't got FaceTime.
I would love that.
Yeah, I'd never get FaceTime.
Okay, guys. This little baby's waking up. Tell us, what is your own either personal, career, or relationship or family regret that you have?
Let us know, y'all.
Leave it in the comments, okay? And do you feel like there's any redemption from that? Like, is there any, like, silver lining to the fact that it didn't happen? Like, me not going to an HBCU, the silver lining is my family. Me not going on a tour, same thing. Silver lining, my family. Do you have any regrets that still have a silver lining to it? Let us know wherever you are watching. Comment. Now, the comment of the day, because we're back to that segment, is from Melissa Holmes. She says, okay, so she's responding to our episode 503, the one right before this one.
Oh, my God. First of all, go ahead.
We were talking about the difference between fireflies and lightning bugs. Who calls what?
Shout out to everybody that agrees that it's called not soda, but it's called pop.
That's not what it is.
Yes, it is. No. A majority of the people said pop. And also, a majority of the people said they call them lightning bugs and not fireflies. Only people who call them fireflies are people that don't see them. It's lightning bugs.
I'm so close to slapping you in your face. Melissa Holmes says...
Melissa Holmes' comment put me in tears. It hurt me so bad.
I'm from Louisiana. I've heard it both ways, but I say lightning bugs. I should ask my friend if there's another word for it. She's country. Her and her family called mosquitoes hawks and scallywags. Tripped me out the first time I heard it. My husband bust out laughing in the kitchen out of nowhere, and I was like, what? He said these comments.
Oh, my God.
And it was that one, Melissa. You had him in tears because scallywags just took him. Do you see? He's still laughing. He's a goddamn old mess.
Oh, man.
All right, you guys.
Scallywags over here. He's always...
Just another reminder that this is a weekly podcast, so come back next Wednesday for a new episode. You can also watch our content on YouTube on Mondays and Fridays. You got a family vlog on Tuesday. You'll either get a Tank Talks or a sketch or one of my angels angles. Then on Wednesdays, you get this podcast. Thursdays, you get Mommy Confessions. So it's chock full of content. And we also upload on our Facebook, so you can check us out over there if you would like. Our social media handles, one more time, Is This Going to Cause an Argument on IG, That Chick Angel, Marcus Ain't on the Gram, and Marcus Ain't on the Book.
Yeah, holler back at us. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.